This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Savage Arena here in Toledo, Ohio. Your final score tonight as a part of this Progressive Legends Classic, the University of Maryland Eastern Shore falls 69-55 to the University of Detroit Mercy, and we bring in head coach, Coach Collins. And that first half, incredible. The Hawks had a two-point lead at half and got it up to 6 points in the second half. What was going right in those first 30 minutes or so that changed in the final 9 minutes?
Well, we really did a good job of sharing the basketball and attacking them inside. They had no answer for Michael Myers and Dominic Dawson. But, you know, our problem came in where second half, where we didn't take care of the ball. And we stopped going inside. We took too many challenge threes and turnovers. You know, those three things are recipes to a disaster. And we didn't close the game. But one thing about this game today, we learned a lot about our team.
Yep.
This has been a learning process. And these are the teams that we have to play now to understand what our team is going to be like in March and what we expect in March. And our guys are learning as we go to war every night.
Coach, I know in that locker room you probably don't think of yourself as being a huge underdog coming into a game like this, but outside observers would see a team that went 6-24 last year against a Detroit team that's been in the postseason relatively recently. Coach Ray McCallum has a really good program here in Detroit. And yet, you guys had the upper hand through the majority of the game. You looked like the better team until those final 9 minutes.
We were the better team.
Yeah.
They just had more playmakers down the stretch.
Yeah.
You know, they did a good job of driving the basketball and not settling for threes. And they got our guys in some foul trouble. And we went zone a couple of possessions, and they still drove versus our zone. And we got to do a better job of containing that dribble penetration. And we'll correct those things. And like I said, we're learning, and we know that this is a process. I'm proud of my team and the fight, and we're going to be better because of this road trip that we're taking now. I don't know if we could have gotten this if we would have been at home playing, but we're learning our team, and we're developing great character.
How much did the foul trouble, because there were a ton of fouls in this game. You ended up with 28 fouls as a team, which is a heck of a lot. I mean, how much did that throw off your game plan?
A lot.
Yeah.
Because I told our guys to just contain the dribbler. And then, like I said, they did a great job of attacking the basket. And instead of moving our feet, we were reaching. And they were getting a lot of and-ones. And we didn't get to the basket enough, in my opinion. I thought Mike should have got the ball much more. When he's aggressive and playing like he's playing, he's got to touch the ball every time down the floor. And we just got to do a better job of getting him the basketball in those situations.
Well, Coach, I'll get you out on this. It's a quick turnaround. In fact, you don't even know if you're going to play tomorrow yet, as Toledo and Bucknell will play in just about 25 minutes from now. How do you prepare for really two teams, as you have to know what you're going to deal with in less than 24 hours?
Well, we're trying to get better.
Yeah.
Maryland Eastern Shore is trying to get better. And we want to get better at our principles and what we do and how we do it. And they're learning a whole new system and the way I like to do things and the way I like to finish games. And it's a process. And I got to go in there now and pick their heads up because we don't have time to hang our heads.